Keith Peters reporting a heat wave continues to permeate the Midwest and Northeast. Correspondent Julie Walker explains how people are dealing with it.
Meteorologists say temperatures in the mid-80s, high 90s, and triple digits in some places, sticking around through at least Saturday, and the heat index adding even more fuel to the fire for some, like Anne-Laure Bonhomme.
The humidity is pretty insane, but yeah.
She was taking friends on a New York City tour where the high was 85. Rob Garduno, a tourist from California, says he and his family traded one heat wave for another.
We all have hats, right? So we keep blocking from the sun. Number two, we stay hydrated.
Officials urge people to limit outdoor activity in this heat. Julie Walker, New York.
There's some good news about gasoline prices. Correspondent Rita Foley has more on that story.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Louisiana became the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry on Wednesday signed the bill mandating the displays. The GOP-drafted legislation requires a poster of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Opponents, however, are questioning the law's constitutionality. The markets are closed for the Juneteenth holiday. This is SRN News. The Biden administration seeks to jail a Texas doctor.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, violate state law. Edmond Public Schools had challenged the rule after the board recommended it remove two books from its libraries. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball legend Willie Mays has died at the age of 93. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Willie Mays was a catch, which has to be an optical illusion to a lot of people.
Jack Brickhouse calling Willie Mays' over-the-shoulder catch that became baseball's most celebrated defensive feat. Mays' family and the San Francisco Giants have announced the Say Hey Kid has died. Exuberant and electrifying on the field, he hit more than 600 home runs and had more than 3,000 hits in his Hall of Fame career. President Barack Obama awarded him the Medal of Freedom in 2015. His son Michael Mays says his father passed away peacefully and among loved ones Tuesday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Aaron Judge is out of the New York Yankees starting lineup against the Baltimore Orioles one night after he was hit on the left hand by a pitch. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.